Come hither, sweet husband, and listen to me. Thou knowest I have always been faithful to thee. A noble mind to thee I ever did carry, since first I come acquainted with my loving Harry. Moreover, thou knowest I loved of my life to keep thee alive, since thou madest me thy wife.
Methinks best your tongue runs a little too large, that you should lay such bitter things to my charge, as to say that my life you did preserve and save, or else I had been dead and so laid in my grave. Pray tell me the reason why you did say so, that people may hear it before we do go.
Then in the first place I will tell thee my mind. To me and my children thou hast been unkind, and what should have served us at home to maintain, thou hast in the alehouse wasted in vain. Amongst merry fellows and such as thou art, whilst I sit at home with a sorrowful heart.
Why, this of a truth, Bess, is far and near known. I never spent any man's goods but mine own, nor are they alive that of me can say that I have took from them one penny away. I never did stranger nor neighbor no wrong, with thought of my heart or with word of my tongue.
In spending thy own goods thou also spend'st mine, which has done much injury to thee and mine. Thou hast pawned our best clothes when thou money didst lack, the cloak from thy shoulders and the gown from my back. Thou hast spent all thy money thou gettest in evens, in dicing and drinking and foul drunkenness.
Indeed, it is true, I have sometimes been drunk amongst honest good fellows, but I never loved punk. Though my credit be cracked and my garments be poor, it came not with spending my means on a whore. Therefore speak the best and the worst that you can. I have been and will be a true, honest man.
When as in the counter for debt thou didst lie, thy friends all forsook thee, save only I. Thou knowest I took pains and did every day strive to comfort my Harry and keep him alive. And now let the world judge between you and me if I was not faithful and honest to thee.
Why now, loving wife, I am forced to confess, when I was in prison, in woe and distress, thou didst work to maintain me like a true-hearted wife. Thou wroughtst my redemption and saved my life. And now demand of me whatever thou will, I'll do my endeavor thy mind to fulfill.
Then thus I would have thee, wherever you be, remember your children and think upon me. Look well to thy business, take heed what you spend, and have a care how you do borrow or lend. At no time be idle, but follow thy labor, and so thou shalt see God will bless thy endeavor.
Thy counsel is good, wife, a course I will take. all kind of good fellowship quite to forsake. If I by chance peep in at the alehouse door, when I have spent 2 pence, I will spend no more. I know that alewives, like bees, will suck honey, but they shall henceforth have but little of my money.
Keep promise, sweet Harry, and see to thyself. When poor men spend all, alewives get the more wealth. But if all good fellows will be ruled by me, some alewives should not go so fine as they be. They should work for their livings as other folk do, both knit, sew, and spin, and do other things too.
Indeed, some proud hostesses wear gay gold rings, their gowns laced with silver and other rare things, which honest plain talkers do travel about with the knees of their breeches and elbows worn out. But to conclude, Betty, to make the amends, I'll be a good husband, let's kiss and be friends.